Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininam Hangsing. Nagaland Power Minister K.G. Kenye has called for greater public participation in the state's green energy revolution. Speaking at a meeting of the Nagaland Solar Mission and empaneled vendors in Kohima yesterday, he said, the successful adoption of solar energy would require collective efforts from the government, vendors and consumers. The meeting reviewed the progress of rooftop solar installations and explored ways to accelerate solar energy projects across the state. Mr. Kenye noted that while solar energy remains relatively a new concept in Nagaland, the state has significant potential for renewable energy development. He emphasized the need for greater awareness and active public engagement to overcome challenges in shifting from conventional energy sources. The minister expressed satisfaction over the growing number of solar installations and said wider adoption of rooftop solar systems could help address persistent power shortages faced by the state while providing a reliable and sustainable energy alternative. Principal Secretary for Power, Dr. K.D. Vizo, urged stakeholders to intensify efforts to achieve the state's target of 10,900 rooftop solar installations under the mission. During the meeting, certificates of appreciation were presented to the three best-performing vendors, namely Elmecant, Aboriginal and Symbias Green Energy. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change C.L. John has said that Nagaland is poised to emerge as a key player in the agri-wood sector following the approval of the state's agri-wood policy. Addressing an awareness workshop on the cultivation and trade of agri-wood in Dimapur yesterday, the minister said the Nagaland Agri-wood Conservation and Promotion Policy 2026 aims to promote agri-wood cultivation on private and community lands, generate employment opportunities, strengthen rural livelihoods and conserve the endangered species in its natural habitat. Highlighting the immense economic potential, he noted that agri-wood is highly valued globally for use in perfumes, incense and traditional medicine and that Nagaland's climate and land conditions are well suited for its cultivation. Mr. John said farmers in several districts have already taken up its cultivation due to strong market demand from international buyers. The minister further urged the central government to revise the existing export quota for agri-wood products to enable local farmers and traders to benefit more from the growing market. Meanwhile, Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema called for greater focus on sustainable agroforestry-based livelihoods, highlighting coffee and agri-wood cultivation as key avenues for rural employment, higher incomes and forest restoration. He informed that the state government is preparing to sign an MOU with the Rainforest Research Institute, Jorhat, to promote scientific agri-wood cultivation through advanced technologies. Tiamaran Walling has been sworn in as the chairman cum member of the Nagaland Electricity Regulatory Commission, NERC. Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav administered the oath of office and oath of secrecy to Mr. Walling at a ceremony held at Lok Bhavan, Kohima yesterday. The ceremony was attended by Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchin, senior government officials and other dignitaries. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal launched the Unified Payments Interface UPI at Nice Massena in France. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, bringing India's world-class digital payments platform to one of France's premier retail destinations marks another significant step in UPI's global expansion. Separately at the Bharat Innovates event, the minister highlighted India's solar energy sector.
First actions that Mr. Modi directed the government to do was to increase the solar mission from 20 gigawatt to 100 gigawatt. And we achieved it well in advance of the targeted. Today, more than 50% of our installed capacity is renewable energy. Target now for solar energy is 500 gigawatt by 2030.
And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the northeast region during this week. In Nagaland, showers are expected in all districts during the period, with heavy rainfall likely in some parts of the state. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.